Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. I'm joined by Barry Lennon, Head of Operations at Poultry Ireland. Good morning to you, Barry. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show this morning.
You have a wonderful event that's coming up. Would you like to share it with us? It's called Good Sports. It's a 10th anniversary theme. It's Poultry Day Ireland's 10th anniversary theme. Tell me more, please, Barry.
Yeah, so next Thursday, April 25th, is Poultry Day Ireland. And our theme this year, as you mentioned, is Good Sports. So as part of that, what that means is we're encouraging the nation to read, write or share a poem. And we have loads of events on across the entire island of Ireland. And you can find out further information about them on poetryday.ie. And it's really an opportunity for people to, as I say, read, write or share a poem.
Yeah.
And on our website there, you'll find information about different events and activities. And as part of that, we've also commissioned 12 poems that are now available across the Éireann Road Éireann network, both on intercity services, DART services and in stations, as well as we've distributed over 3,500 poster poems to libraries across the country as well.
Has there been a renewed interest in poetry, Barry? I think going back over the last year or two, I've never had as many poets pop into the studio here. Wonderful poets from all ages, all genres, and really wonderful stuff. And is the power of poetry has become more potent? There you are. The power of poetry has become more potent.
I definitely think so, and I think, as you say yourself, you're seeing it yourself, even when you take traditional writing or spoken word or the different ways people really play and interpret verse. It's very evident with ourselves in Poetry Ireland. We would publish Poetry Ireland Review, the literary journal, with our new issue coming out in late April, early May, and even the demand of people sending in submissions there is quite high, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's even hard to get through them all, and it's just great to see the breadth of work that's available out there and see people just, you know, having a go, and people that are writing for many years and the different voices, interpretations, and people being able to make sense of their own environment and the world through writing is, I think, really important.
I mean, I've seen it, and I mean, you're aware of it as well. The power of poetry when it comes to community and cultural engagement. I've seen it recently from people who've made their way to Ireland from Syria and from Ukraine. I've spoken to people who've used poetry as a medium to express what they've been through. It is definitely a wonderful way of doing that, isn't it?
It is indeed. I think, you know, the way, like, using writing as a way, and especially poetic verse as a way to interpret the world around you and to share your own stories. I think everyone's quite interested in really using poetry as a window into understanding the world around them and understanding others, or interpreting, you know, if you look back at any poets, even from the past and even now, or as you say, poets from new communities that have arrived in Ireland, it's really interesting to see their interpretation of their world and the world around them. So it's really a window into someone's lived experience as well, as you say.
Okay, let's not leave it there. Let's link in with you again next Thursday on the day itself, and let's put it out to our Morning Mix listeners. I'd love some of our poetic Morning Mix listeners to come up with a poet, and maybe you can assess them and tell us about the quality of them. What do you think, Barry? I think we'll do something like that on the day that's in it next
Brilliant.
Week.
Brilliant. That sounds great. Yeah,
sounds
we're
good,
we're flat out in the day, but let's lock in a way to definitely do that. And as I say, on the day, if people jump onto our social media, Poetry Ireland on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter or X, whatever you want to call that platform at the moment, they can tag us as well, and they can share under the hashtag PoetryDayIRL as well. So we have lots of content being pumped out there, and them 12 poems I mentioned are being released over the course of the next while, as well as the different events. So there's lots of inspiration to kickstart your listener base as well, to get pen to paper or our fingers to keys, whichever way you're going to dabble the dance of trying to write the poem.
Fair play to you. We leave it there for the moment. Thank you for taking our call, Barry. That was Head of Operations at Poetry Ireland. We will revisit this again on this day week, which will be the very special Poetry Day, Ireland's Poetry Day. The 10th anniversary theme is Good Sports.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.